Our next story takes us to a place where pets need rescue. Rabat, Morocco, a place where paws rule the pavement, we're told. But animals' options for rescue are extremely limited. Rebecca Rossman has the story of one man who's doing what he can.
On a sunny apartment rooftop in the Moroccan capital, about 50 cats roam free. Big cats, little cats, young and old, sick and strong, all together in one makeshift shelter. It's managed by the Tazi family, who own the adjacent apartment.
I've been surrounded by animals from the moment I could open my eyes.
16 years ago, Ahmed Tazi and his sister Habiba founded l'Association de Défense des Animaux et de la Nature, or ADAN. The English translation is the Association for Defense of Animals and Nature. So if you're wondering who you're going to call when you find a stray, the answer is Ahmed Tazi. Most mornings, he's woken up at around 7 a.m.
On reçoit des appels, des coups de téléphone.
We get calls to go and treat injured animals that have been in road accidents or other emergencies. We also get calls from the pound pretty much every day. They bring us the dogs and we vaccinate and spay them.
The coronavirus crisis has sent these calls into overload, Tazi says. Spaying animals is rare in Morocco, and it's still relatively uncommon to keep household pets.
Il y a une malcompréhension, il y a une tradition fausse.
There is a misunderstanding in Morocco. People have this idea that dogs are impure, but that's just pure ignorance.
ADAN has held workshops in local schools, which are now closed, to teach kids about animal rights. Because the human-animal connection is just not part of the culture, says volunteer Boutena Jaidi.
I don't think anyone here in Morocco is raised to love animals, because like, it's just part of our culture. We don't naturally go towards animals. That's not how we are raised.
Around 5-10% of the 400 dogs ADAN has rescued will be adopted. The rest will spend their entire lives here. Ahmed Tazi says the costs add up.
La dette augmente.
The debt just keeps rising. Even our family inheritance is pretty much depleted.
The family's inheritance came from their grandfather, Abdelhadi Tazi, a well-known Moroccan historian and former advisor to the king. ADAN has received around $5,000 in international donations through a GoFundMe page and some additional support from the Brigitte Bardot Foundation. The Tazis are trying to convince the Moroccan government to share more of the responsibility, but a promised new facility has yet to materialize. Ahmed Tazi says for now, the majority of the work comes from volunteers and a small group of activists.
Bonsoir. C'est pas bonjour.
Atika Sharadi is in her 60s, and she's a recognizable face on the streets of Rabat. Several times a day, she hops on her motorbike carrying 50 pounds of meat scraps bought from local butchers. Sharadi's food distribution work is considered essential by the government. As soon as they hear the sound of her engine, stray dogs and cats come running after her. She throws the scraps onto the side of the road, and when there's time, she stops to say hello. This responsibility hasn't been easy on Sharadi. Her husband gave her an ultimatum: him or the strays. She chose the strays. And while that's an extreme example of devotion, Ahmed Tazi says he hopes the work ADAN volunteers do inspires others.
J'aimerais qu'il fasse comme une boule de neige.
We want the work we are doing to have a snowball effect across every Moroccan city.
For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Rabat.